day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council, as we get an update on those Stephen Adam videos. Stephen, of course, professional basketball player who loves beef. Heather, give us an update.
Yes, in the first video, Adam shares how he loves beef and he smashes steaks, a phrase that has taken off in Oklahoma sports media. The video also has a strong nutrition message of how beef fuels his play. But since its release a month ago, it has achieved more than 770,000 organic video views, meaning the content and not advertising dollars were driving the views. We were so excited, though, when ESPN and Inside the NBA on TNT played the video on its broadcast, and stories have been featured across marketing and sports blogs, as well as Yahoo News and all Oklahoma media.
Now, a second video is out showcasing a day on the ranch for Stephen and enjoying, at the end of the day, a great steak.
So be like Stephen Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
All right, welcome back. Feeder cattle surging higher today as front month April cannot break away from the $129 area as it seems well priced with underlying cash. There has yet to be any significant business done as buyers and sellers continue to follow the usual pattern of going down to the wire. Bids have been lowered to $125 as buyers set their bids based on yesterday's market movement. They may need to rethink that if business is to be done this week, though. Box beef cutouts mixed today with choice 68 cents higher and select up 21 cents. Movement rather light today with 65 total lows reported. Over in feeder cattle today, futures have led the charge as short covering and bottom picking running the market. Contracts, though, taking back the losses from the previous 2 days, with April lean hog futures exhibiting some good strength diverging substantially from later months. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today with corn trade 4 to 5 cents lower as trade worked to hold the lows from last Friday with broad fund selling again. Soybean trade, though, was 1 to 2 cents higher with two sided trade and disappointing export sales today. Meal was 50 cents to $1.50 higher and oil 10 to 20 points lower. Finally, today in wheat, trade was 1 cent higher to 8 cents lower, with trade making new lows and not seeing support despite good exports, with spring wheat continuing to hold up the best. Minneapolis trade, though, extending into premium again after the early week losses, with Kansas City-Chicago trade wider again. Export news has been quieter lately. The dollar, though, has come back to 97.35 on the index, making new highs on ECB easing. At the same time, cold weather is expected to keep some stress on the plains in the near term, with good snow cover for the most part. Spring wheat planting, though, likely to start this year out pretty slowly. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.